News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Food environment is making us sick, according to Dr. Aileen McGlone, Director of Nutrition with Safe Food. Aileen, it's a pretty stark statement. Why do you say that?
Good morning, Shane. We say it because the world of food in which we live makes it really, really difficult to make healthy choices. So let me just paint a picture for you. And we're very focused on children and protecting children in this campaign. So I'll take it from the point of view of a parent. So if you're a parent and you wake up in the morning and you're heading to school with the kids, but you realise you don't have fruit for the school lunches, you'll go into the corner shop and it'll be almost impossible to find the fruit. But what you'll be bombarded by when you walk in the door is an offer for crisps or sweets or chocolate. So you'll probably end up buying those instead. Then on your way to school, you'll see loads of billboards advertising on healthy food. And if you get to work, even if you intended to get the porridge yourself, there'll be a special offer on the coffee with the muffin for maybe €1, and you'll end up getting that. And then when you get home, even if you want to do the right thing and maybe bring the kids to the pool for a swim, when you get out of that, you'll be faced with the vending machines when you get out. And of course, the kids are going to make a beeline to that. And then if you want to be a bit more organised the next day, you go to the supermarket. And you know what? You're 16 times more likely to see unhealthy food at the end of an aisle in a prominent place like that than healthy food. And 35% of offers in the supermarket will be for unhealthy food. So what I'm trying to do is paint a picture there of this kind of overwhelming environment that at every turn that you make in your day, you'll see and hear and be presented with these offers of unhealthy food. So, you know, even the person with the most healthy intentions will be struggling.
Okay, I can't argue with anything you've said. I don't think anybody can. It's plainly, completely true. How do we change this?
So there's lots of different things we can do. You know, in the past, we would have been asking people to, you know, improve their skills and their knowledge and to, you know, to have that kind of self-motivation and willpower to change. But we know that's not enough anymore. And actually, we need to make real changes to the structure of our food environment. So the kinds of things that we're talking about are making changes to environments where children gather. So we call these micro environments. That could be their sports club. It could be the school, you know, and there's been a lot of work done on food standards already and nutrition standards for schools and preschools. We also need to restrict the amount of advertising. So we do have some restriction of advertising to children, but we want to go further. And then other countries like in Portugal, they've done this. They've banned advertising of unhealthy food to under 16s. We talked about the retail space there where, you know, food is now in prominent, you know, unhealthy food is in more prominent places. And, you know, there are more special offers on unhealthy food. And in the UK already, in England, they have passed legislation where they restrict the offers for unhealthy food and they restrict where it can be placed in the supermarket. And we would love to see that come in here. And lastly, you know, in particularly in low-income areas, and I'll just give you an example from some data from Dublin City Council. In Cherry Orchard, there are 53 takeaways. And in Balls Bridge, there are 16. So I'm comparing an area of high income with an area of lower income. So in areas, you know, of low income, they are particularly exposed to an abundance of availability of unhealthy food. And we actually want to look at planning, particularly to protect those on low incomes that are more vulnerable from a health perspective, to see can we change that balance.
All makes perfect sense, Aileen. Just very finally and briefly, do you ever worry that the battle is already lost?
I would be hopeful, again, from what's happening in other countries. So I've mentioned what's happening in relation to advertising in Portugal. If anyone is in London on their holidays this summer, you know, you'll know that at every single inch of the walls of the London Underground is covered with advertising. But what you won't see now is an ad for an unhealthy food because they've removed them from the transport system in London. And as a result, they have reduced intakes of sugary foods by 20% across the transport system. And for households living across the transport system, they've taken 1,000 calories out of the household intake of unhealthy food every week. So we see pockets of hope, if you like. We've also seen in Amsterdam that they've completely changed the food environment for children and they've managed to reduce levels of obesity and overweight from 21% to 18%. So this is happening elsewhere, you know, and there is success elsewhere and it can happen here. So I am hopeful, yes.
Dr. Aileen McGlone, Director of Nutrition with Safe Food, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.